commercials. Less repetition. A better variety of rock. WAPP is the Apple, and the Apple is all rock and roll. 103.5 WAPP.
Oh, good.
Yeah, the red light is on.
For the purposes of art. Show.
I come up.
Welcome to Cinco Mas Radio.
Episode 4.
Quattro. I'm Dave.
I'm Susie.
Our special guest today is Alex Eagleton. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good.
Really excited that Alex is here. He brought some unreleased music. Well, actually, technically, some of it has been released. Just maybe not an album, a different format.
Yeah. A reasonable format, however.
It's a legal format, I hope.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I've never actually seen it.
Okay. So that's coming up. And then he's also brought an unreleased track from an album that you're working on?
Well, yeah, I'm working on an album with my collaborator. We've done all sorts of shit together, but we're called Touch.
Cool.
That's it.
Awesome. So that's coming up later, and we're going to kick things off with Cybotron. What's the track name?
Clear.
Ready. Here it is.
One, two, three, four.
We'll be right back.
track was Cybertron Clear.
Straight up.
We're clear.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah, I love that.
The party started.
Yeah, that swooping noise is the shit. That's the Missy Elliott sample.
I believe you might be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that sample. So next up, I got one of my favorite all-time tracks. It's off this compilation called Dangerous Dance Music. And I'm kind of blowing my load on the fourth show, but that's a bit thematic. And we'll get in... No, God. Rewind.
Whoa, we're keeping all of that.
What?
It's all staying. That's great.
Terrible.
You just said I'm blowing my load. That's embarrassing.
I know. It's just stupid. Anyway, this is the Jive Boys.
No. Wait, so why are you blowing your load?
Because this is like my...
This is your favorite song?
It's one of, yeah. It's incredible. It's like ready-made.
You have like 50 favorite songs.
Yeah, this is one of them.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the Jive Boys with Smurf. Here it is. So that was the Jive Boys with a track called Smurf. And Smurf on the track is actually an acronym. So they have it S.M.U.R.F. And I think they do that for legal reasons, that they can't actually title it Smurf.
Oh, so it doesn't mean anything?
Yeah, if you make any word an acronym, then you can legally title it something. Mm. It's like the movie Rotor. You guys ever seen that?
No.
Well, there's this movie Rotor, but somebody owned the rights to that. But if you just make it a fake acronym and put periods, then you can... So, yeah, you can name your band Nike if it was like N.
So I can name my band Disneyland and just put periods?
Yeah, sure.
That's an interesting concept. You guys are both mentioned heavyweights that might not be good to even try to dance in that courtroom with them. Maybe Reebok is better than...
I'm going to go after British Knights. That's a lot of periods.
I almost said Reebok Knights and stopped myself because...
Yeah, I'm British Gear. Knights. We're an acronym that stands for...
Wait, would you
for...
have to put double periods if it's LA Gear? Like L double period A double period?
Point.
Not bad. So, Susie, you brought in the next track. It's a...
What is it?
It's hard to pronounce.
Oh, God.
Tema di Gamma. Okay, so last week I played Pentiel's Minuetto, and he's half of this group. This is a collaboration between two guys, and they're both from France. I said that one of them was from Germany. They're both from France.
Disco Day. Tema di Gamma.
Thank you.
So, who was that we were just listening to?
That was Disco Dane.
And what was the track?
You're going to make me say it again.
The listener wants
Temo
to know.
Temo di Gamma. Good luck with that. It's three words.
Temo di Gamma. Disco Dane. Not bad.
Not bad. It's really good.
Wait. No, I mean good. You know what I mean. Come on.
Let's play our special guest song.
We got Alex Eagleton in the studio today. What's up, Alex?
Hey. Hey, guys. Hello, San Francisco Bay Area.
Hello.
Welcome to San Francisco.
I'm so glad you're here.
I am, too.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
It's nice. I feel very fuzzy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all that Fernet.
Yes,
wearing off. You guys don't have that in New York City.
Some of that OG Kush shit that people stop you on the corner with, like, smell your bag of weed type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of weed.
There's a lot of that.
Guys,
Fernet, though, there's
none
of that in New York.
It's the thinking man's alcohol.
It's a thinking man's city.
Yeah.
Really? Because I think that New York is way more intellectual. It's where all the book people live.
No, New York's the speaking man's city. I don't know.
New York is great. I think that people take themselves seriously here.
Real? What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How so? What do you mean?
I don't know. People just like really seem to take things seriously. New York people take themselves. It's not necessarily seriously. They just put themselves up on some sort of pedestal that they've created for themselves. But I don't know. I've lived in New York way too long that New York's nice. New York's very good at fucking generating a lot of money and power. That's what
yeah,
New York's
that's,
about.
Yeah, that's true.
Marketing,
New York is powerful.
And
yeah,
big money. And from there, there's a feeding a bunch of people that can latch onto that. Here, there's just
a bunch of poor, smart people.
Smart motherfuckers. Smart people wearing sandals and shit.
Yeah. Bunch of geniuses walking around. Can't pay their rent. And now a word from our sponsor.
It's gonna be a feeding frenzy. Bring your kids on down to J.D. Fell's Megaplex for a feeding frenzy. 750,000 live piranhas in a totally savage motherfucking chowdown. These little guys are gonna wet their pellets on live chickens, pigs, bats, dogs, monkeys, iguanas, and the head of one-time Kentucky Derby hopeful, Sparkles.
This shit's gonna be rad.
Crowd participation is encouraged. Bring your combustibles, recycling, unwanted house pets, no good kids, obese spouses, and watch them disintegrate. Your terminally ill will get you $5 off admittance at the motherfucking door at J.D. Fallis Megaplex. It's gonna be a feeding frenzy.
Okay, we're back. We're talking to Alex Eagleton.
Hi.
So you got some music in the works with Brock Enright. Is it a demo off?
I guess it's a demo.
And the track is called Late One.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Is this the one that you performed in New York?
Thank you.
So that was late one. Group's called Touch.
Yeah.
It's a project. Alex Eagleton, our guest, and Brock Enright from New York City. So Alex, you were saying it's you guys are still just kind of figuring out who does what and how you fit in.
No, it just seems like we started this last year working together on music. Uh-huh. We're both from two different schools of thought when it comes to music. And
because you did a lot of techno and harder stuff.
Yeah, hard electronic. He did he's been in punk bands, and he's a guitarist but also does piano work and all that, but like he's more on that side of things. But he's also sneakily made a bunch of electronic stuff. In any event, we both stopped working on our music project because we were involved in another project. And getting back in the studio together is like feeling each other out a little. Wow, that sounds funny. But yeah, working out what role we both play and also trying to figure out what we're trying to make again. So
yeah, I know.
That is an example of what we're trying to go towards, and it's one of the softer tracks, but
yeah, it's cool. That's all reminds me a lot of stuff I've really been into lately, and I'm about to play a cut off of a new record I got. I've been getting a lot of new age records, just slower stuff, slower tempos, and a lot of kind of cheesy synth sounds, but if you put them together right, they work well. Susie just came back in. We actually have two special guests tonight.
Oh yeah.
Where's Maybelline? Should we?
She's scaring the neighbors.
Okay. Oh, did Matt let her out?
No, she just is protecting this apartment.
She's pretty.
She's made it her home.
She's pretty burly. I don't know, like how you can control her on the street.
I know.
It's a big creature. You.
Yeah.
So asked to take care of. I don't know who your friends are, but that's.
Susie's taking care of a little white dog. Terrier, some sort of dog. I don't know. The next song is Theme of Secrets. Artist is Eddie Jobson, and this is off the compilation The World of Private Music, Volume 2.
Thank you.
So that was...
We're never going to get a real show.
This is a real show.
What's the most real I've ever been.
So that was Theme of Secrets by Eddie Jobson. It's off some new age compilation, The World of Private Music, Volume 2. I think Volume 4 is pretty good, but... No, just kidding. I only have Volume 2. What? No one thought that was funny. Anyway. No, it's just, it's funny. If you have a record and you, like, you have volumes.
You're pointing out how you're not OCD. Is that what you're saying? That you're not, like, not a record collector because you don't have all the volumes?
Well, no, I think it's a one-off. I think they only came out.
Is that a clear?
There's only Volume 2.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's always a good move.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Volume 2 is more experience.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh,
that was heavy duty. I already feel nervous about this.
You clearly haven't heard our other shows.
Yeah, I feel a bit on the spot. And I'm not even contributing.
Well, actually, you are on the spot and the most... this like.
You're on the pedestal.
So next up, we got another track by our special guest, Alex Eagleton, who we're very excited to have. He's from New York City.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And this is some music that was... you got commissioned to make is for a film, is that correct?
Yeah, a porno. Well, it's a sex film, but I was on
good workaround. I like that.
Yeah, I was asked to do it, and I did it, and I didn't.
Were you asked to be in it or just do
no,
the music?
No. Just my friend was the director, film guy, and he never actually sent me footage, so I had to look up footage of the girl. On like YouPorn and all that, so I had one window opened up of, you know, her doing things to herself, and it was really weird experience. It was very satisfying to make music and not give a shit about it, and as a result, I'm like, because I was thinking about porno music and it's like kind of thrown together sometimes, so I kind of just didn't care, and I was actually happy with the result and decided to.
All right, cool. Let's hear it.
Oh,
so this is music.
Thank you.
So we just listened to Alex Eagleton with some music.
I have several monikers.
What's the moniker for the film music that you do? Erotic cinema.
We want to say pornography.
Yeah.
Are you coming up with a name on the spot?
I have so many names for myself. I sit around all the time, like Soterius Ronson is one of my names.
I like that.
Special guest. And when I worked with Tess, and we did that stuff in Paris.
Yeah, you actually played at an Ed Banger party with
Ed Banger.
The special guest project, right?
No, that was Tess and I called Man Up Awesome.
Did they put that on the flyer?
They put it on the flyer, but
do you have that flyer?
I don't have that flyer. Man. I don't even know if I have a picture of it. I was nervous as fuck, first of all. I was really scared. Busy P was like Manup. Didn't quite get it. But then when Tess said to him that we were thinking of special guest, he preferred that. But that means nothing. But special guest, I think, is a good name. It's on every flyer. Special guest is playing everywhere.
Yeah. Like TBD.
Folk shows. I'm going to open it.
Here you go. Susie, mic him opening it. Yeah, I'm going to sample that shit.
This is going to be satisfying.
Unwrap it first.
So,
come on, girl.
It sounds like Christmas.
Alex is unwrapping a lambic.
Lambic.
Lambic frambuz.
Make a crack.
Hold the microphone away a little bit.
Wait, guys. I get nervous under pressure. Oh, there we go.
It's triple locked. They don't mess around. It's cool. It's gonna be another. Why don't we listen to the next track while we're getting something nice to drink? So
what's next? Wait. Here we go. Mic it. What are we listening to?
We're listening to Sensuously Synthesized. And the record's called The Sounds of Love, A to Z, like Z. The name of the track is Pavane. And for all of you dedicated listeners, you'll notice that we play another track called Pavane on our first show. So I looked up what it means, and it's an old dance from the Renaissance, and it's probably from Italy, maybe Spain. And there's a theme that someone wrote in the late 1800s. Here it goes.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the control board. I can't.
You guys are pathetic.
What? No. Oh, wait. We weren't even recording that. Oh,
man.
No, we were, but the skipping didn't come through.
Really?
No, I guess I can only record once at once.
It's I cannot believe the skipping didn't come through.
Well... Every show we learn an important lesson.
What's today's lesson?
I don't know.
Oh man. This Matt show is going so good too.
Who says it's not going good? Did Matt get tired of watching Maybelline?
No, she just followed me in here.
We got our fourth special guest, she's a little doggy in the studio, hellion. Maybelline. Hey
Maybelline! You're famous! Say hi. She's trying to eat the microphone. Okay, that's cool.
So we got one more track.
Yeah, play it.
Last track is Tangerine Dream off the record Stratosphere. Thank you.
Hey, my God, if you put the phones right next to each other, it makes Rasta.
We're doing the radio show.
Get right next to each other.
This is like digital sword crossing.
Well, that doesn't sound too good. Okay, maybe I like our delay. Wait, what if we put the delay through the delay? Oh, it's not working. Wait, where's our delay? There it is.
What?
That's our delay.
This is so weird.
That is crazy. That's the delay going through satellite.
This is like when I get paranoid if I smoke marijuana.
This is what happens when you put two dudes who produce electronic music on a radio show.
We have made a beautiful song together. And we had a cool name.
What was our name?
Daiquiri.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were a band for like one night.
One night stand.
But we played a show the next day.
That's perfect for Daiquiri. That's your backstory.
You get shit-faced on daiquiris and, you know.
Well, anyway, doesn't last much longer than that sugar
Dave
high.
Dave and I played a lot of music together in New York.
Yeah.
That was epic.
So this has been the fourth episode ever of Cinco Mas.
You just cut that right off.
Well,
Just, you know, it's getting late.
I gotta pick up my daughter.
Alex got to pick up his daughter.
Put her to bed.
Is she at ballet practice?
She was. I took her to ballet practice.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty
Susie
good.
Does ballet.
Yeah?
I used to.
You still do.
No, I don't.
She has like a partner, her little friend.
Yeah.
I've already called it that I will be bailing them out in 10 years. Or maybe 12 years. And they're like 15.
Yeah.
Those two, total little shitheads in the class.
Oh, man.
Paid no attention. Fucked around the whole time. And then there's the other, like, two ballet nerds that really pay attention.
That was me.
Sophia and her buddy, no good. No good in the ballet class.
That's funny. So.
Made me proud. And that's how I want to end it. For myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's been.
The studio.
Yeah, it's been really great having you.
Thank you very much. I think this is a beautiful thing.
Thanks.
Thanks.
More of that. More.
I know.
It's
all about the release. So it's like.
Shh.
Oh, wait. No, that was good. Do it again.
Shh.
That was good. So, this has been the fourth episode ever of Cinco Mas Radio. Is this the fourth?
Yeah.
The next one's Cinco Mas Cinco.
Yeah. It's like 10, 10, 10.
I guess you got Jay-Z on here.
Yeah, well, he said
I'll
was
email
busy.
Him.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't reply to my emails.
That sounds good. Like,
someone.
You could email anybody. Like, just anybody in the world. Yeah. Prince just doesn't respond to my emails. And like you could, but you technically like do send him an email and then he technically doesn't respond. And then you can just say that. Yeah, I like that.
It's a one-way road, my friend.
Oh, what happened to our theme song?
Oh my God.
Were we outroing that long? Longer than our, no. There it is.
It just stopped.
Okay, this is Cinco Mas Radio. Yeah. Number five.
What
number
is Cinco
four.
Mas?
What four. Is it?
Five more?
Yeah, the show's an hour and 5 minutes.
We should shoot for that.
We're trying to.
I lied.
Yeah, but usually it's like Biente Mas. Or sometimes, I think last week it was actually Cinco Menos. Or however. Okay,
that show
we gotta
was
go.
Was a minus show.
No way. Okay, everybody, we gotta go.
Have a good night, kids.
Thanks for our special guest, Alex Eagleton.
Thanks, Alex.
Halloween 3 is a really good movie. Thanks to Dave, I got to watch it, and I went to sleep to it, and it was awesome.
That is a good movie.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye.